This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's today's logistics insight into this economy. Trucks move about 73% of all domestic freight. And in 2021, truckers traveled about 300 billion miles to do it. The data comes from American Trucking Associations. Yes, plural. It's a consortium of state trucking groups. And anyway, all that stuff, moving all those miles on diesel big rigs, you know what the next sentence is, right? Trucking has a big climate footprint, very big. And eventually, it's going to have to go electric. But as Will Walkie reports from the Mountain West News Bureau, the road to electric trucks is a long one.
The Petro Travel Center off of Interstate 80 in Laramie, Wyoming, is like a gas station on steroids. Truck drivers stop here to grab a meal, fix a tie-down, or refuel, including long hauler Richard Summers. Like a lot of drivers here, he's just passing through.
I came out of Portland, Oregon. I'm headed to Chesapeake, Virginia, and then home to South Carolina.
He's been driving trucks for 30 years.
I just enjoy traveling and getting paid to see everything nobody else gets to. You know, my dad was a trucker, my grandpa was a trucker, my cousins are truckers.
Drivers like him are vital for getting consumer goods from warehouses and ports to retail stores. But although medium and heavy-duty trucks make up just 5% of vehicles on the road, they're responsible for about a quarter of transportation emissions. It's no secret that this sector needs to go green, and some companies are ready to capitalize on that. Tesla CEO Elon Musk unveiled a sleek electric semi last year. The semi can go up to 500 miles per charge. A few companies have already bought some, including Pepsi. Other manufacturers like Peterbilt and Volvo also sell electric rigs. Bernd Hyde is with the research firm McKinsey. He says electric trucks will likely get cheaper over time. Plus, maintenance and fuel costs are typically lower. And because these trucks drive so many miles, that makes a difference.
This coast-to-coast trucking, if you do the math with a fuel cell electric truck versus a diesel truck, at a certain point, that will break even.
But some truckers are not convinced that electric is the way to go, including Richard Summers.
It's just not feasible right now. We don't have the technology. We're getting there, just not ready yet.
For one, electric big rigs can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, usually two or three times more than diesel trucks. The batteries are also heavy, which means drivers can't carry as much cargo. And although the federal government is spending billions to build chargers, there aren't enough yet. And that's what worries Louis Pugh. He's with an independent drivers association. Most diesel trucks can get enough fuel for a day or two of traveling in less than 15 minutes at the pump.
Whereas with these trucks, the way I understand, you charge them, you got a 300, maybe 500, maybe 600 mile range, and then they have to charge.
And that can take anywhere from 30 minutes to 8 hours, depending on which chargers are available. The Biden administration and some states want to phase out emissions from heavy-duty vehicles in the next couple of decades. They're trying to incentivize truckers to switch, sometimes with clean air mandates, sometimes with tax incentives. Pugh understands that the switch to electric is happening, but doesn't want the government to force it before it's practical.
When you're talking our national supply chain, you can't just say, oh, we'll figure it out.
Pugh wants to be sure that these new trucks and the charging systems work to get his drivers and the goods they transport where they need to go. In Laramie, Wyoming, I'm Will Walkie for Marketplace.